Good morning, and welcome to another episode of the Palmetto Family Matters Show. I'm Randy Page, and we're grateful that you joined us as we continue our series of conversations with candidates running for governor here in South Carolina. Palmetto Family remains a nonpartisan organization. We don't endorse candidates, but we are committed to giving you the opportunity to hear directly from those who want to lead our state on the issues that matter most to families across South Carolina. Today, I'm pleased to welcome Congressman Ralph Norman. Born and raised in Rock Hill, he built a career as a successful businessman and real estate developer before entering public service. Since 2017, he has represented South Carolina's 5th Congressional District in the U.S. House of Representatives after serving multiple terms here in the state legislature. A strong conservative voice, he's a husband, father, and grandfather with deep roots here in South Carolina. Congressman Norman, thank you for joining us today.
Great to be with you, Randy. Thank you.
Sure thing. Well, let's go ahead and dive into the questions. So why do you want to serve as governor of the great state of South Carolina?
Randy, South Carolina is at a pivotal point in the history of this great state and this great country. We got some challenges that need to be met. I'm perfect to do that because I've been successful in business. And I've been successful in a political career, which is marked by conservatism. And it's ironic with Charlie Kirk's passing, faith, family, and freedom are front and center stage all over this country now, and I think will be for a long time. What are our challenges in South Carolina? One, we've got corruption at the State House. Private deals, backroom deals are happening there, and I want to clean that up, and I'm in a perfect position to do that. Specifically, our infrastructure is crumbling. How long are we going to put up with roads where you have to get your car realigned, and personally, you have neck backlash that you got to fix? Secondly, we've got to have term limits to get these politicians out of office that live on government their entire career. It's not good for the system. It's not actually good for the person. We will put term limits on. Thirdly, we have frivolous lawsuits that are plaguing South Carolina. There's not a business. There's not a doctor. There's not a dentist. There's not a family that doesn't worry about somebody filing a frivolous lawsuit. How do you deal with that? Well, you change the system. You have a loser pay system. Along with that, you have judges where in South Carolina, there are only two states where politicians elect them. Trial lawyers elect our judges. And we're going to change that. We're going to let we the people elect judges. And we're just getting started on that. But that's priorities that I think I will address day one.
Great. Well, obviously, since you've served in the legislature, you're very well aware that South Carolina is a legislatively driven state. But if you were governor today, what are the top three issues that you would like to see passed in the 2026 session?
Well, the ones I just mentioned, roads, infrastructure, we're rated a D by any agency coming out of Washington, D.C., and I would argue that we're really rated an F. How many more bridges are going to have to fall? We got to find the money to do that. And term limits is very important, and again, our judicial system has to be changed. Now, one of the big things that I will do, as any family, any business does, you have an accounting of where your money is. I will have a top-to-bottom audit of every agency in Columbia, South Carolina that affects a taxpayer. Call it DOES Commission, call it business people who are identifying where our money goes. And I'm all for tax cuts, but you're going to have spending cuts as well. We don't have an income problem in South Carolina. We got a spending problem. So all the politicians are quick to point out, we're going to cut your taxes. Well, what services are you going to cut? When that individual agency calls, where's my money? What are you going to say? I will deal with that up front. And I guess the big thing that I bring to the table is I will use the veto to highlight the things I think are not good for South Carolina. Secondly, I'll go to the people. You know, in our preamble, it's we the people of our Constitution. And we let we the people decide on all of these things, and I will make the case throughout my term as governor as to why these things need to change. And it's common sense, but of what I've learned in politics, common sense isn't so common.
That's very true. Now, I think we all agree that families are a building block for society. So what causes or legislation would you champion to encourage and strengthen families here in South Carolina?
First of all, you have a parental bill of rights. Parents have a right to raise their children in the manner that they see fit as parents. I mean, that's pretty basic. Secondly, you get back to the Bible. As Charlie Kirk mentioned in every podcast he did and in every message that he had, our education system has going to have to be transformed. Our children are they're not being educated, they're being indoctrinated, and that's not just an empty phrase. What they're doing is the wokeness, the DEI, diversity, equity, inclusion, it has to be done away with. Teachers have to be given a mandate. You're going to teach our children the basics, reading, math, English. Teach them things that will help them succeed in a capitalistic society. We're free enterprise. The country was built on people serving in business. Government didn't build this country. People build this country. And we've lost that sight of the fact that we've got to be bold in that. And as I always say, it's ABCs with our elected officials and with people that will serve under me. A, they'll be accountable. B, they'll be bold. C, they'll have courage. And that'll be the building blocks for our education system, for our political system, and really for every agency that makes up this thing we call government that has grown over the past 10 years exponentially. We're going to stop that. We're going to let the people spend their money as they see fit.
Well, as you're aware, in the legislature this past session, there was a push by many Republicans to advance bills legalizing casino gambling and online sports betting. At Palmetto Family, we're concerned about the effect of predatory gambling on the citizens of South Carolina. What concerns do you have about that proposed legislation?
Well, gambling, brick-and-mortar gambling, if you look at in other states, it's a haven for crime, for child prostitution, for vices that it takes a ramped-up police force to deal with. And I would make the argument that it harms a family in that every father that gets addicted to gambling, most often the family suffers. And is that right? South Carolina can do better than that. And I think I understand it's only 5 votes short of passing. We're going to need to get into the devil is in the details. We're going to need to get into the details and see what it is. But I'm opposed to a brick-and-mortar gambling casino. I think, again, we can do better than that. And you better be on all of these things, whether it's gambling, whether it's anything being proposed from outsiders that are coming into South Carolina. We've got to have a governor who, one, can discern what's good for the state, what brings quality growth to the state, and what will stand the test of time. And if it doesn't meet those criteria, you question it. And again, take it to we the people. And again, it goes back to backroom deals. And all of a sudden, the headlines in the paper is XYZ company located, we paid them $1.4 billion. Well, that's going to end with Ralph Norman. We're going to make solid decisions, just like every family, successful family does. But it's, again, common sense isn't so common, and I've seen it in politics. It's going to be common in South Carolina when I'm elected.
Good. Well, and reflecting on your time in public service, what do you feel uniquely qualifies you to serve as governor of South Carolina?
I'm the only candidate with a solid business career, 30 years, and a solid legislative career. We just listed my awards that, and I don't say that in a braggadocious way, but our votes matter. I can tell you all day long, I'm going to do this. How you vote on it? In my career, starting in 2017, has been one that I've been recognized, and none greater than in 2025, the ones that I think I had 4 awards that I didn't even know I had. Guess who it was from? Turning Point USA. Wow. But whether it's Taxpayer Hero, whether it's Club for Growth, whether it's any rating of how I have voted in Congress will show you I back up what I say. I don't just tell you I'm a conservative. I am, and my record backs it up. There's nobody in this race that can say that. And there's nobody in this race that can make the claim that, one, they've had a successful business and, you know, a system. They've been part of a system that if you're in, you can't change it. I'm not part of the system. I owe nothing to lobbyists. I owe nothing to the special interest up here. And the elite, I particularly owe nothing to.
So as we close today, how can our viewers get in touch with you to find out more about your campaign?
RalphNormanForGovernor.com.
Great. Fantastic. Well, Congressman, thank you so much for spending time with us today and sharing your vision for South Carolina. We look forward to continuing this series with other gubernatorial candidates in the weeks ahead, and we hope that you will join us for those conversations as well. To learn more about the work of Palmetto Family, visit palmettofamily.org. And don't forget to subscribe to YouTube and follow us on social media. And if you found today's discussion helpful, please leave us a 5-star review so more people can hear these important conversations. On behalf of all of us here at Palmetto Family, thank you for tuning in today. God bless.